Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes. Could you tell me what is Best Gadget?
Okay. We service several products, ma'am. I have to get an account up to see what you have. Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Robin Whitlatch.
Okay. Have you been charged for anything?
Yes, we have. Yes, I have. And I don't even know what the heck it is.
All right, Miss Robin, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right, and can you verify your address for security purposes?
It's 35985 Texas Road, Pomeroy, Ohio, 45769.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. My system's a little slow, so bear with me, okay?
Okay.
All right, I do see that you ordered a Wi-Fi box back on the 29th of October. You took a survey and was offered a free gift for just paying
$7.95. I can't remember that.
You never took a survey and got a Wi-Fi booster?
No, I did not.
It's a little gadget that you hook to something that boosts your Wi-Fi? Because it shows
nope.
It was delivered to your address.
Okay, if it was, they must put it in a box and somebody's got it because I haven't got anything.
Okay, and you don't remember ordering it?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and refund the charge for...
I think it's been like a couple months on my bank statement. I called the bank and asked them, and they told me to call you guys first. So.
Okay, I'm going to refund the 6th charge, April 6th, for $59.95. Because it was shipped to your address and it was done from email address. 1 second, let me see if we can see this email. RB, verify your email for me.
rbn9965.rw@gmail.com.
That's the email it was done from. And the phone number.
Okay, that's the reason.
740-418-9572.
Nope, it's not 8.
Okay,
mine's 416.
416, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, 9572.
Okay.
And the address you verified there. So you should know when your household could have done this?
No, it's just me and my husband. So.
Okay, so we take fraud very seriously. So what I'm going to have to do is get you over to the fraud department so they can take care of this for you, okay?
Okay.
I do have to let you know that we do do investigation. It does go through the local authorities. So you sure you or no one in your household could have ordered this in October?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason why you haven't called before now? Because you've been being charged October.
I know. Well, I just caught it last month. My husband gets, you know, his ammunition through the mail. And I thought, well, maybe that's what it is. So I just didn't pay no attention to it. And then last month, I seen it again. I thought, well, he didn't order none. So what the heck is this? So I got a hold of the bank, and they told me to get a hold of you guys.
And did you call us last month?
I tried to get through and never did get through. So.
Okay. Well, you can leave your phone number. Give me 1 second. Let me get it canceled. I'm going to get you over to the fraud department, okay?
Okay.
All right. 1 second. Okay, and what did you happen when you talked to your bank?
They just sent me an email telling me the phone number and told me to get a hold of you guys before I come in to them.
Okay, so before you dispute it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to refund April and March's charges, okay?
Okay. Now, is there something that you can do to make sure they don't do this again?
Yes, I can cancel it, but someone used your email, was in your email and done it, because it was sent to your email, a survey, that you would have answered an email saying you won a Wi-Fi booster, just pay $7.95. So they would have had money from that phone number and that email.
They've had to use my email, so.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to refund the last two charges.
Okay. Then I'll just call my bank tomorrow and tell them that y'all made it right with me.
Okay. All right. That refund will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.